There's no mitzvah to blow the shofar. There's no mitzvah to blow the shofar. The halacha we hold is called muksa, and you're not allowed to blow it altogether. So tomorrow we'll talk out the different sheet to see exactly what the Gemara is talking about, if a Kohen could blow the shofar, not blow the shofar on Shabbos. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the Flamed Gimel on my base. Just again, last Gemara we had, we showed Shaila yesterday. Last Gemara says, by a Kotin, that the Gemara asked the Kasha, are you allowed to let a Kotin play with the Shofar on Shabbos or not? So one place, Mashma, you are allowed to, one place says no. So Gemara says, like Kasha, Tan Bekotin Shagir Lechinuch, Tan Bekotin Shlehigir Lechinuch. So Rashi learns a very Shreb Shah. Rashi learns that Kotin Shagir Lechinuch means Misaskin Behem. You're allowed to let the kid play with the shofar on Shabbos. Poshim means when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to let him play with the shofar. And even help him along. Why? Sheyilmadu, he should learn how to blow the shofar. To a whole shchein shein matzim, for sure you don't have to stop him. Ma'ashenkein by kon shleya gilachinach, since there's no mitzvah, there you're not supposed to help him, but you don't have to stop him. So, Tosfos Eschashu, yes, yesterday, the chur is very shver. We know that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos. On Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, it's also to blow the shofar. But then it's v'dovet teimahu. Heich yochul leima devikotin shegir lechinich misaskim. V'afilu b'Shabbos. V'lo yein mitzvah sayoyim b'shofar. In the middle of the Tosfos, Tani Nami Hochi. There's no mitzvah to blow the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. So how are we allowed to let a kid blow the shofar on Shabbos and misaskim? You're supposed to help him if he's a gir lechinich. See, if what Tosfos learns just the opposite. Tosfos gir says the nearer lead the ipcha. Devikotin shegir lechinich is ein makfin. B'Shabbos, avol lechatchila lo yamrina lo tiktiku. Just the opposite. A kotan shegila chinech lechatchila. Don't let him blow the shofar on Shabbos, because there's an issur involved. Just if he's doing it, you don't have to stop him. Kivan diiki surah drabonin. You don't have to stop him. But a kotan shelo yegila chinech. Then if he wants to, you let him even play with it. Him, you don't even have to stop. Like you can let him play with it also. That's what Tais learns. But about the cotton shegila chinuch, we were asking yesterday, you don't let him lechatchila play with the shofar on Shabbos. Since it's like muksa came out the shofar on Shabbos. Since we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to let him play with the shofar. Just if the kid takes it by himself, then you don't have to stop him. But then the Mishnah says, we are misasik layotza. If someone is being misasik means he's doing something else, not really blowing the shofar. And by doing something else, he's blowing the shofar also, he's not yotza the mitzvah. So the Mara is, it's mashma only because you're misastic, you're like doing something else. You're mamish like maybe you're not even blowing the shofar for really hear a voice. You just want to let the ear go through the shofar. You don't even have a mind at all to make a koil. That's called misastic. But mashma, if you're blowing and you want a koil to come out, just you're doing it for the purpose of shir, to make nice music, not for the mitzvah, mashma you are yotza. So for the Gemara, lema misale l'rova. Or b'zei, it should be a raya from our Mishnah to Rava. The Yom Rava, Rava holds that hatakeya l'shir, if somebody blows the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and he's only blowing it for the purpose of hearing nice music, still yotza, because Rava sheet there is mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. You don't have to have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. As long as you blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you mekayim the mitzvah. So it should be a raya from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says only if you're misasik. Misasik means you're like doing something else. But if you're really blowing the shofar, even though you don't have in mind to do the mitzvah, just to hear music, you would be yotza. Samara says, no, dilma may be tekeya l'shir, nami misasik karelei. If somebody's being a tekeya l'shir, you're blowing the shofar, just to hear a nice voice, that's also maybe called misasik. That the Mishnah means you're not yotza. In other words, misasik means you're not blowing it l'shem mitzvah. You're blowing it for any other purpose. If you blow it just to hear a nice voice, that's also called misasik, you're not yotza the mitzvah. So maybe the Mishnah doesn't really only mean a real case of misasik. As long as you're not doing it l'shem mitzvah, you're also not mekayim the mitzvah. Right. So you have no raya in our Mishnah. Then v'hashemeya min ha-misasik l'yotza. If somebody hears the shofar from somebody that's only being misasik, he's not really blowing it, I'm not even have a voice come out. He just wants the ear to go through the shofar. And by mistake, the voice comes out. If you hear it, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So it's a deek from the Mishnah, Aval Hashemeya Minamashmiya Liatzmoy Ma Yotza. Let's say somebody's blowing the shofar l'shem mitzvah, but he's blowing the shofar just for himself. He didn't hear shofar in shul, he went home, and he's blowing the shofar now for himself. So Mashm, as long as he's blowing the shofar l'shem mitzvah, whoever hears it is Mekayim the mitzvah. The Mishnah only says if you hear it from somebody that's being misasik, that's not blowing at the Shrei Mitzvah, then you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mashm, as long as you hear it from a person that's blowing the Shrei Mitzvah, you are Mekayim the Mitzvah. So for the Gemara, Leimet, you have a tiyuf to the Reb Zeira. Our Mishnah then should be a kash on Reb Zeira. The Yomalei Reb Zeira L'Shemaya, we had before, that Reb Zeira told his Shamish, told the person that's blowing the Shreifa for him, Ichavin, when you blow the Shreifa, have me in mind. V'tokali, and blow for me. So Reb Zeira holds, it's not enough that the person's blowing the Shreifa L'Shei Mitzvah. You have to blow it and have me in mind also. And here it's Mashmano, as long as the person is blowing the Shreifa for himself, L'Shei Mitzvah, whoever hears it could also be in the Kayim the Mitzvah. So Gemara says, Enechnami, Dilma may be Aidi the Tani Reisha. Misasik, since the Reisha says that if you're Misasik, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Tani Seifa, not Misasik. That's why the Seifa says if somebody else hears the Shreifa from this person, he's also not Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Enechnami, Lav Davki, if you hear the Shreifa from a Misasik, from a person that doesn't have in mind to blow at all. But it could be like Reb Zeira, even if the person has in mind to blow the Shreifa for himself. If you hear it, could be you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, like Reb Zeira holds, that the person that blows the Shreifa has to have you in mind also. If he does not have you in mind, you would not be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So that's the Mishnah. Seder Tkiyas. What's the Seder of the Mitzvah of Shreifa on Rosh Hashanah? Shalosh. There's a Mitzvah to blow three. And Shalosh Shalosh. It has to be done three times. So Rashi learns like this. Seder Tkiyas Shalosh means Achas L'Malchias. There's a chiyuv to blow the Shreifa like three times for three different purposes. One for the Seder of Malchias, the Achas L'Zechroinois, the Achas L'Shreifas. That's called Seder Tkiyas Shalosh. There are three times to blow it. And each time is Shel Shalosh Shalosh. Each time has three Tkiyas like. So Rashi, Shalosh, Shel Shalosh Shalosh, Tkiyah Utrua Tkiyah, L'chol Achas V'Yachas. So really, Midiraisa, you Mekayim the Mitzvah, if you hear nine Koilas. If you have three, a tekiya or trua tekiya for Malchias, a tekiya trua tekiya for Shreifreis, for Zechroinus, and then a tekiya trua of a tekiya for Shreifreis, you Mekayim the Mitzvah. That's the Mitzvah of the Raisa, tekiya three times, a tekiya trua tekiya. Now, a shia tekiya, how long does a tekiya have to be? Kishalas truas, like three truas. And we'll see in the Gemara, it doesn't really mean three truas, it means three kailas, really. Really like one, really means like only one trua, we'll see. Shia trua, how long does the trua have to be? Kisholosh yivavis. So Rashi says, sholosh kailosh bialma kolshu. The size of three small kailos. That's what a trua is. A trua is just the size of three small kailos. That's Rashi Shita, that's what a trua is. Now, toka barishoina. If you blew the first tekiya, and then you did a trua, or moshach vishniya, then when you blew the second time, the tekiya, you blew it very, very long. Kishtayim. Even though you blew it twice as long as you really have to, is ein v'yodi eliachas. You cannot say that the second kiya, the first half, used for the last cycle, and the end half of it, used for the next tekiya, true tekiya. Nothing doing. Since it was one long tekiya, it only helps for one tekiya. So if you did a tekiya, trua, now this tekiya, that's good for the third of the last cycle. It does not help for the next one. Misha Beruch. Let's say somebody said the brachas already. You daven Musaf. And Nebuch, you didn't have a Shreifa, b'shash daven Musaf. The Yachakach nismana loy Shreifa. And after you finish saying the brachas of Malchias, Zechroinus and Shreifa, then you first got your Shreifa, is Tokeya or Maria v'Tokeya, Sholosh Pomin. There's still an Indian for you to blow the Shreifa like three times, Tkiya through Tkiya, at three different points, there's nine Kailas. You still have to blow Zecha l'Malchias, l'Zechroinus and l'Shreifa. Rashi says, Misha Beirich, his palo tfilas musafim, u Beirich tisha brachas, you already said you have nine brachas. Still, tokeyam riyabu tokeyam sholosh pomin, tokeyam riyabu tokeyam bishvil malchias, v'chein bishvil zachroinois, v'chein bishvil shofreis. Still blow your nine kailas. Now, kishem shashliach tziba chayiv, the same way shliach tziba has a chiyiv to blow the shofer, is kach ko yachid v'yachid chayiv. This part of the Mishnah doesn't mean the Shofer. Now we're talking about the Brachas, saying Shemon Esrei. The Tanakhama holds that every Yochid has to say his own Shemon Esrei. When you daven Musaf or Shemon Esrei, you have to daven your own Shemon Esrei. The same way Shliach Tzibur has to say Shemon Esrei, has to daven Musaf, is Kach Kol Yochid Yochid Chayim. Every Yochid and the Tzibur and Shul also has to daven for himself. We have the Gamliel Leimen, no. Shliach Tzibur, Moitzvi, Esarav, Midei Chavosin. when you're davening in shul, with a minion there, you don't have a chiyuv to shrei Shimon Esrei. The Shliach Tzibur, he's mitzi the rabbin. He shares the Shimon Esrei, the kol rum, and he's mitzi everybody with the Shimon Esrei. You do not have to daven for yourself first. That's the machlokes in the Mishnah, where the yochid has to say Shimon Esrei, is the rabbin like to be mitzi you. And Tanakam holds that Shimon Esrei is a trilah. Everybody has to daven his own Shimon Esrei. I can't do it for you. We'll see in the Gemara the machlokes. So Gemara, V'atanya, another brisa says, Shir tekiya kitrua. That how long does a tekiya have to be? The length of a trua. And now our Mishnah says, what's the shir of a tekiya? Kisholas trua. So it's a stira. And the Gemara, Abaye says, no, there's no stira. Tana didan kachoshev tekiya dekula bavi. Our Tana puts the cheshbin of all three tekiyas together. Like there's three times you have to blow, so like there's three tekiyas. How long are the three tekiyas? The shear of three truas. Hey, it's the kula bavi. Oh, truas, the kula bavi. Like all three tekiyas has to be as long as three truas. Of a ton abroad, the ton of this price says just as one. Kachoshiv chod above the sulai. He only says clearly, how long does a tekiyah have to be? A tekiyah has to be the long as a trua. So our ton also holds the same thing. And Rashi says, Tana didan, v'ochi kama, shear sholas tekiyas kesholas truas. The length of three tekiyas is the same length of three truas. And the Tana Brisa says no, that shira tekiya ki shira trua. The tavayu chod emil samri. There's no machlekes, they're both saying the same thing. How long does the tekiya have to be? As long as the true is. The Melech comes out that we'll see in the Gemara, we have a suffix what true is. We don't know if it's shvorim or truas or shvorim and trua. So whatever we blow for trua, that's how long the tekiya has to be. So when we blow Shvarim Trua, the Tekiyah has to be as long as both of them together, the Shvarim and the Trua. But the Tekiyah has to be as long as the Trua is. Right. Shia Trua is Kugimu Yavavis. How long is the Trua? Three Yavavis. Rashi says that means the size of three small Koiches. From the Gemara of Otanya we learned Shia Trua Kishleisha Shvarim. No, it's a little bit longer. We learned the length of a Trua has to be three Shvarim. And Shvarim Rashi says that's Aruchim Yevavus. Like we know, Shvarim is a little bit longer than the short Kailas of a Trua. So this Mashmi, you have to have three Shvarim. And now Mishnah says it's enough that the size of a Trua is three small Kaiches. Amar Abaye, Behov Adi Pligi, Enoch Nam, here it's a Machlekes. Our Mishnah and the Tana the Braitha. It's a Machlekes Taka. The Yetziv, the Pasuk says, Yoim Trua Yielachem. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yoim Trua today, Mitzvah to blow the Shofar Trua. Or Matagminan, you know what true is? The Targum says, Yom Yevava, a day of like crying. Yevava means the voices you make when you cry. Yehelachayim. Now, Tziv B'imer the Sisra, it says by the mother of Sisra, when his mother was waiting for Sisra to come home, it says she cried there 101 cries. It says there, Bad Achalayin Nishkafa. She was looking outside the window. The Tevav Aim Sisra. And the mother of Sisra was crying. So we learn out what does Yevava mean crying? So the pasuk says that the mother's sister was crying. Now the machlekes is like this: Masava genuchi gonach. Masava, what was the mother's sister doing? She was like moaning. Genuchi gonach means longer cries. When you start to cry, you cry a little bit longer. That's like shvarim. So therefore, he holds what's called the trua. A trua means the size of three shvarim. Or masav, the Tana of our Mishnah that says a trua is just the size of three small keichos. That Yelula Yolo. He held that that's what the prophet says by the Aim Sisrei. She was Nishkafa Vitevov. Vitevov means fast crying. When at the end of a cry, you cry much faster. That's called Yelil. Rashi says, Mandi Yom Shvarim Savat Yunuchi Gonach. Kodam Agrenach, when a person starts groaning, Miliboy, Kederach HaCholim, when you get sick, Shemarichim Gnichoisayim. They start groaning a little bit longer. And the other one says, no, it's Yelula Yelil. When a person is crying strong, you let out very short voices. The end of a cry, the cry comes out very fast, one after another. That's the machlokes, what does the word trua mean? That the Targum says the word trua means a day of like crying. That's the machlokes, what does the crying mean? Does it mean the voices come out when you start to cry, they're a little bit longer, like shvarim? Or does it mean the end of a crying that the voices are much shorter, like our truest the way we do? Yeah. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin Sheva Shofar. Bechlal, how do you know in Rosh Hashanah there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar? Pasuk just says Yom Teruah. Maybe it means with trumpets, with chatzos rois. How do we know the mitzvah use a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says in Vayikra, Zehavarta shofar trua. Says clearly, take a shofar. Samela means take a shofar. For the Gemara, this pasuk, Eimli Yela B'Yovel. This pasuk is talking about the Yovel, it's talking about on Yom Kippur. That the 50th year of Yovel on Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of Yehavarta shofar trua to blow the shofar. Of a Rosh Hashanah Minayin? How do we know a regular Rosh Hashanah you have to blow the shofar? Maybe Yom Trua means with the trumpets, with the chatzitzrois. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, in the same pasuk talks about Yovel, it says, Ba'achodesh Hashvi. It says, V'yavarta shofar trua ba'achodesh Hashvi. Then the pasuk says, Yom HaKippurim. It is a kasha, Shein Talmud Lomar ba'achodesh Hashvi. What does the Torah have to say, Chodesh Hashvi? Like the top Rashi says in Lama Dal here. Rashi says, Dok Sidlo and V'kama Mekoymois, the Yom HaKippurim ba'achodesh Hashvi. The pasuk says it's Yom Kippur. And we know already Yom Kippur comes out in Tishrei. Who? Yom Kippur Ksiv. We're talking about Yom Kippur now. So what does the pasuk have to say? V'avart Hashem Trua b'chodesh Hashvi. What does it say extra b'chodesh Hashvi? V'mat Hamloim b'chodesh Hashvi sheyiyu kol Trua shachodesh Hashvi zekezeh. That all the kolis that he has a mitzvah to blow during chodesh Hashvi, which means Zion Rosh Hashanah, Zion Yom Kippur, should be blown the same way. So just like the pasuk says by Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to blow the shofar. Who are dinner Rosh Hashanah also? The mitzvah to blow the shofar. Uminayin shepshutul faner. As the pasuk only says, Yom Teruah yilachem. It's the meaning of Teruah, of blowing Teruahs. We don't know if it means Teruah, if it means Shvarim, or both of them. But I call upon him, how do we know that there's a mitzvah first to blow a pshuta, to blow its kia before that? Hey, uminayin shepshutul faner. Before you blow the Teruah, you have to have its kia first. Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, we have the same pasuk. The Varvata Shofar Trua. Varvata means let it go first. In other words, before the Trua, have a Varvata. Blow a straight coil, blow it Kiyah. Good, so that's how you know first you start with Kiyah, then you blow a Trua. Abominayin Shepshutal Yachreah. How do you know there's also a mitzvah to blow a Pshutal Yachreah after you finish the Trua? Again, a Kiyah. Talmud Lomar, in the same Pasuk it says, at the end of the Pasuk, Taviru Shofar, it says a second time, let the Shofar go. Which is mashmi, you have to blow the shofar, one long blowing at the end means make it key at the end also. Now, v'yein li'ela b'yovel, again, this pasuk is talking about yovel. On the Yom Kippur of yovel, you have to blow its key or through its key. Rosh Hashanah minayin, how do we know in Rosh Hashanah also it's the same mitzvah to blow its key or through its key? The same thing, Talmud Lema, the pasuk says again, that we just said, b'chodesh Hashvi. It says, b'chodesh Hashvi. Shein Talmud Lema doesn't have to say really, b'chodesh Hashvi. Like Rashi says, because the pasuk says already Yom HaKippurim. What does the pasuk say a second time, or say b'chlal b'chodesh Hashvi? It means to teach us sheyekol teruah b'chodesh Hashvi zekezer. Any time there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar on Chodesh Tishrei, it means the same way. So we know a pasuk of Yom Teruah Yilachem. Rosh Hashanah has a mitzvah to have a teruah. Once you have to have a teruah, we learn out from Yovel that there has to be a pshuta lefonera and there has to be a pshuta lachreah. That's how we know you have to blow its kiyah through its kiyah.